Thank you for calling customer service.
Hello, Brian Fitzgerald's my name. I've just signed up for a internet through you, and I've just received my letter about confirming that. Now, there's a couple of things that I need to clarify. First of all, it says in the thing that I've been going to charge $4.25 for a paper bill. Now, no one ever told me about this when I made the ordered this. Is this the way it is? Hello?
Can you confirm your name once?
Sorry, my name is Brian Fitzgerald.
Yes, Brian. So yes, there is a paper bill charge. And if you want, you can offer an email bill, and that will be free of cost for you.
Yeah. I'm going to change because they didn't tell me about this. That was the first thing they didn't tell me about. So I'll have to change that. So if I can change that so it comes through email.
Yep. Your email address is already there, is it?
Yep.
What
yeah,
will
you
be your email?
Have that.
Can you confirm again?
It should be b_Fitzgerald@bigpond.com.
Fine. I'll inform my team that you have opted for a email bill instead of a paper bill, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm your email again once I'll just put it back on the account?
Yep. It's b_Fitzgerald@bigpond.com.
Fitzgerald will all be on small letters, right?
All small letters.
At bigpond.com, right?
Correct. Yep.
At bigpond.com. Okay, so your email ID is b_Fitzgerald@bigpond.com, right?
Correct. Yep, that's it.
Okay, now, the second one. So now, since we are... You're opting for an email bill, there will be no charges, okay?
No. That's right. That's what I want.
Okay.
The other thing, it says that I'm going to be sent a self-installation kit, which includes a Wi-Fi modem, which you can have to install yourself to receive your broadband service. The activation fee of $139 includes the cost of the Wi-Fi modem. Now, I've already got a service with Telstra, and I was led to believe that this was going to work okay. It's working all right at the moment, so I don't know why it's going to change and why. What about this self-installation kit they're talking about now? Can you answer that?
Sure. What happened? Yes, Brian. First, we will try to do the setup on the existing modem which you have with Telstra. But sometimes
yep.
What happens, Telstra provides a locked modem. That means their service will only work with them, their service, and I mean their service provider, not with any other provider. But still, we will first try to give the service on the existing modem. In case the existing modem is locked or in any case it's not working with our service, then there will be a modem sent from our end, and that will be a one-time charge of $139.
Okay.
That's the tool which we are talking about.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, that's okay. Okay, that's all right. Now, do you know, would you have any idea when this changeover would happen?
See, it will only happen after the 10-day cooling off period as per law once it gets over. Then we will help you with the connection. Your account
right.
manager will update you about the proceedings of your NBN connection as
okay.
it starts.
All right. Okay. No, that's fine. I know what's going on now. All right. Well, thank you very much for that. That's all that I was concerned about.
No worries. Kindly call us and let us know if you need any help, okay?
Yeah. Thanks very much. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.